Hello, this is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Joe Biden has promised to lead a global alliance of democratic countries against emerging autocracies at the start of his first overseas trip as US president. Shortly after arriving in Britain for a G7 summit, he said those who believed the age of democracy was over were wrong. He promised to take a firm line with Russia's President Putin during talks next week in Switzerland. Paul Adams reports.
Joe Biden's visit to RAF Mildenhall was brief, but he used a rousing speech to members of the US military to set out his stall at the start of what promises to be a complex, challenging week of diplomacy. The world, he said, was at a decisive moment. It was up to democratic leaders to prove themselves and discredit those who believe that democracy is dead. And he spoke of the importance of the special relationship between the US and Britain before flying on to Cornwall. His first engagement there is a meeting with Boris Johnson. Downing Street says the two leaders will agree on what's rather grandly being called a new Atlantic Charter.
Lawyers for the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny say they will appeal against a court ruling that in effect bans his political movement. Judges in Moscow classified organisations linked to Mr. Navalny as extremist. Supporters face being barred from running for public office, with parliamentary elections due to take place in September. A spokesman for the prosecution, Alexei Zhafyarov, said it was the right decision.
It was found that these organisations not only disseminated information that incited hatred and enmity against government officials, a number of political parties and social movements, but also committed extremist actions and crimes. We consider the judgment legal and justified and satisfying.
The ruling has been condemned by Britain and the United States. A controversial plan to build an oil pipeline nearly 2,000 kilometres long between Canada and the United States has been officially cancelled. On his first day in office, President Biden revoked a permit needed for a stretch of the pipeline in the US. Here's Peter Bowes.
The Keystone XL pipeline has had a checkered history. After being rejected by President Barack Obama, Donald Trump revived the project in 2017. Environmentalists and Native American groups had fought against it for more than a decade, but others, including some Democrats, argued that it would have created energy sector and construction jobs for American workers. In a statement, the developer, Calgary-based TC Energy, said it was disappointed, but would dismantle its equipment and work towards a safe end to the project.
The United Nations is warning that after decades of decline, child labour is rising again worldwide. A new report says the number of children working has reached 160 million. UNICEF says more than half of them are aged between 5 and 11. The figures date from before the pandemic. World News from the BBC.